USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document. The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The on-again, off-again talks with the Taliban are back on. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Reports are the Taliban wants to implement a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. troops and will reduce violence with Afghan forces if it can reach a deal with U.S. negotiators in talks that are underway now in Qatar between the U.S. and the militant group in an effort to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. And a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter on Friday, the talks have been useful so far, though the State Department has not commented on them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least one person has died and another seriously injured at an avalanche in Northern California. The search was ended with officials saying they do not believe there were any more victims. The avalanche occurred after a storm dumped over 25 inches of snow at the top of the resort. One male skier died and a second male skier sustained serious lower body injuries and was taken to a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
NASA now has updates on future moon studies and the Artemis program. With that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in 2024 under the Artemis program. 13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
"We're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like."
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
A New Jersey man who authorities said was the ringleader in a scheme that raised more than $400,000 with a bogus tale involving a homeless veteran rescuing a woman from the side of a highway pled not guilty to federal charges. Mark D'Amico appeared in court in Camden to face an indictment handed up last week that charges the 40-year-old with a total of 16 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, and money laundering. The federal criminal complaint alleges that all of the money raised in the campaign was spent by March 2018 by McClure on an RV, BMW, and casino trips to Las Vegas and New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.